Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora tātou, this is Cameron Charles and you are listening to Political Tea on Arrow FM. So welcome back everyone. We are on our second week of Political Tea, and to open up the show we're going to talk about the latest polls. So as you should know, if we discussed last week, Chris Hipkins is our new Prime Minister, and so because of that we will have had a change in the polls in New Zealand. So all of this information is from two separate studies, from One News and Kantar from the 25th to 29th of January, and from News Hub from Reeve Research 22nd to 27th of January. So, according to One News, Labour is at 38%, up 5. Nationals at 37% and down 1. ACT is at 10%, down 1. Green is 7%, down 2. Te Pāti Māori, 1%, down 1. And New Zealand First, 2%, down 2. We've got Top there, 1% is down 1. And so that's just from the One News data, and that was the 25th to the 29th of January. Now following, we've got News Hub and Reed Research from 22nd to 27th of January. So Labour, 38%, up 5.7. National, 36.6%, down 4.1. ACT, 10.7%, down 0.7. Greens, 8.1%, down 1.4. Te Pāti Māori, 1.8%, down 0.1%, and New Zealand First, 2.2%, down 1.1%, and Top is 1.5%, up 0.3%. So we've got pretty similar stats, at least in regards to National and Labour, down to ACT and Greens and Māori. Everything's pretty similar. The only difference is how much the polls have changed in each study. Following, we've got the preferred Prime Minister stats. At from One News is Chris Hipkins at 23%, Christopher Luxon at 22%, who is down 1, David Seymour 6%, which is steady, Jacinda Ardern 5%, down 24, Winston Peters 2%, and that's sitting steady. From News Hub, we've got Chris Hipkins, 19.6%, Christopher Luxon, 18.8%, David Seymour, 3.9%, Jacinda Ardern, 12.4%, and Winston Peters, 2.9%. So the margin of error for both those polls was 3.1%. So we can see that compared to last week's polls, which were Labour was very, very stagnant and also sitting quite a bit below National, we can see that there's been a steady increase in Labour's preferability in the polls, and National is falling a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what happens following the new cabinet changes that Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has made. on that note, the we are onto our What's Up in Parliament section. So let's get into that. What's Up in Parliament is just talking about like what's a couple of things that are happening in Parliament at the moment and how we deal with it. So at the moment, What's Up in Parliament is, sorry, just waiting for it to load, the cabinet reshuffle. So Chris Hipkins unveiled the new cabinet lineup. There's been a couple of demotions, quite a few promotions. at the moment, what our new cabinet is looking like. So obviously the head of our cabinet is, Chris Hipkins, our Prime Minister. He is the National Security, Intelligence and responsible for Ministerial Services. Carmel Cipollone is the Deputy Prime Minister, the Minister for Social Development and Employment, Arts, Culture and Heritage, Association, Minister of Foreign Affairs in the Pacific region. Then is Kelvin Davis, Māori Crown Relations, Te Arawhiti, Children, Corrections, Associate Minister of Education, Māori Education. Grant Robertson in fourth, Minister of Finance, Sport and Recreation, Leader of the House. Megan Woods, Minister for Housing, Infrastructure, Energy and Resources, Building, Construction, Associate, and the Associate Minister of Finance. We've got Jan Tinetti, and I am aware that she has made quite a big step in becoming the Minister of Education, Women, Child and Poverty Reduction as well. Got Michael Wood in seventh with Minister for Immigration, Transport, Workplace Relations and Safety, and the Associate Minister of Finance. Ayesha Viral, Minister of Health, Research, Science and Innovation. Willie Jackson, Broadcasting and Media, Māori Development, Associate Minister for ACC, Associate Minister for Social Development, Employment, which is Māori Employment, and the Associate Minister of Māori Housing. Kitty Allen, Justice, Regional Development, Associate Minister of Transport, Stuart Nash, Economic Development, Forestry, Police, Oceans and Fisheries, Damien O'Connor, Agriculture, Biosecurity, Land Information, Trading and Export Growth. Number 13 is Andrew Little, who has taken a bit of a step in Defence, GCSB, NZIS, Public Service, Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations, Royal Commission on the Terrorist Attack. You know, quite a big role there. David Parker, we've got Pene Henare, Nania Mahuta, who took a big step down, and the Māori Party, Te Pate Māori, is gutted, but obviously they are enthusiastic for who comes next. One of the things that I think most people will be interested in is the Wairarapa MP, Kieran McAnulty, has become the Emergency Management MP. Local government, racing, rural communities, and deputy leader of the House under Grant Robertson, I believe. Jenny Anderson and Barbara Edmonds follow up in 19 and 20th. So there have been some big reshuffles, and it's going to be really interesting. Chris Hipkins also said that this would align with his transport portfolio and the role that it got even greater in moving Ayesha Viral. So, you know, there's some really interesting movements here, and it'll be interesting to see how the dynamics work. I am aware that, you know, a lot of these candidates are not as experienced, and that has put some stress onto the public. But giving everyone the benefit of the doubt is the least we can do, especially with Ayesha Viral, who is in her first term. So it will be really exciting to see how what our new cabinet does and how it all plays out. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a break from me talking, and then we're going to move into discussing what the real topic of the week is, and that is recession and New Zealand's cost of living crisis. So right now you are going to be listening to Imagine by John Lennon.
Imagine all the people
And that is Imagine by John Lennon. What a classic. I mean, it's definitely one of my favourite songs. So we have just discussed the cabinet reshuffle that Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has decided to install. We've discussed who our new cabinet members are and how everything has changed in the Labour cabinet. We're talking about the people that are Leader of the House that have been demoted, such as Andrew Little, who's gone from Health Minister right down to Transportation Minister. But there is full confidence in everyone's abilities and also full confidence in the abilities of our cabinet from the Labour Party. As always, the opposition's response is important as well. And ACT's David Seymour says cabinet changes are meaningless without new policies. He said it was a nearly identical top five atop a handful of rookies. National leader Christopher Luxon was similarly unimpressed. New leader, same team, same poor results for New Zealand, sadly. Our economy is going backwards, our healthcare system's falling apart, and we've gotten slipping educational standards, a housing crisis, and rapidly rising levels of crime. And that was that little section was directly quoted from onenews.co.nz in the article Cabinet Reshuffle, Who's In and Who's Out. And that was published, I believe it was today or yesterday. So some really interesting dynamics going on in our parliament at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see what the eventual consequences of that interaction are. So as I said before, we are going to be discussing New Zealand's cost of living crisis and the recession that is approaching. So according to act.org.nz, and yes, that is the ACT Party webpage, between June 2021 and June 2022, the price of food increased by 6.5%. Housing and household utilities increased by 9.1%. Transport increased by 14%. Consumer goods and services generally increased by about 7.3%. Other countries are also seeing price increases, but of developed countries outside Europe, only the United States has higher inflation than New Zealand. Australia is providing a more conservative approach to fiscal and monetary policy and can restrain inflation a little bit better. The Reserve Bank, RBNZ, predicts inflation to be above their target 1 to 3% range until at least 2023, while businesses and professional forecasters think inflation will be above 3% for at least two more years. So obviously we've got a lot of inflation going on in our economy right now, and because of that, it's a little bit hard to know what's going on with the fact that it's becoming really hard for people. But in that, if you don't know what a recession is, you don't understand how that'll work, I guess. So, and this comes from RNZ, Recession, What You Need to Know, which is a really good article. I definitely recommend it. And a recession is a significant contraction in a country's economic activity, usually over a period of several months. Speaking to the Detail in June, an economist named Shamibiel Ikab offered two explanations of what a recession was. The technical definition is the economy going backwards for about 6 months, and the more practical definition is when people get so scared of doing things, they don't hire, they don't invest, and they don't spend. And that collective sitting on hands is what a recession is about. So in addition to a sustained fall in GDP, recessions can be marked by job losses, slower wage growth, and a decline in retail sales. So essentially it's, a big lack of employment, a big, slower wages growing, and people not purchasing as much as they once did. This could be attributed to COVID, but there's a lot of issues going globally, and actually New Zealand is one of the last countries to fall into a recession. We're about 8 months behind the rest of the world in that. Because of this, we're hoping that our recession will be a significantly smaller dip than some of countries around the rest of the world, but obviously it remains to be seen. Increased food, rent and energy and fuel bills were an absolute disaster for households that are trying to make ends meet. And those that borrowed for short terms at mortgage rates of around 2.2% will be feeling the pinch as their mortgage will come up for renewal at a higher rate at the moment. Banks have stress-tested mortgage holders to around 6%, but any rise above that could still see some people unable to make their repayments and be forced to sell, and that comes from an economist called Olson. The Reserve Bank is anticipating the unemployment rate could rise to 5.7%, and the difficulty is that the more you have to hit the economy to bring inflation under control, the greater risk that the unemployment rises higher. You're all right if you've got a job, but you can make a lot of things work when you're employed, but if you're not employed, you've got unemployment rising. That makes the equation a whole lot more difficult, because obviously if there is everyone looking for jobs, it's going to be a lot harder for you to find one. So because of this, we're seeing food sales increase, we're seeing prices increase. Obviously there was the huge moment where our fuel prices increased so drastically that everyone was running to the gas station. And we're seeing this globally. It's not just an issue in New Zealand, but because of that, it just means that being mindful of, home loans and being mindful of mortgages and how committing to these things can be a really, really big decision because of changes in the economy like this. And yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's about interest and it's about taxes and inflation, and it's a big old mess. But we're hoping that, because thankfully a depression is the course of a few years, a recession should hopefully only be the course of a few months. Obviously, there's only so much that the government can do, but addressing the fact that we will have an unemployment rate will be something that each of the parties is going to have to consider and apply in their policies in the election upcoming this year. We're going to see some really interesting policies pop up, and it'll be nice to see what comes out of the woodwork in this election. So I'm going to give you another song, and it's called Somewhere Only We Know by Keen, and I hope you enjoy it.
Is this the place that I've been dreaming of?
And we are back on Political Tea, and that was Somewhere Only We Know by Keane. So just to kind of wrap up the show, I'm just going to give a couple recommendations and just discuss a little bit. So I have recently been doing a lot of research onto how to align myself with a lot of different political parties, because being a young person, I don't really have much experience with voting. I don't have much experience with researching political parties because I've never had to. I've never had to, vote. So I've never had to actually put too much time or thought into it. So because of that, I, you know, had a think, and I was like, well, what do young people mostly base their political views on? We base it on what affects us, and we also base it on what the people around us are saying. We overhear our parents talking about it, or we join political discussions, not really knowing how much we're saying. Because of that, I found a little website that does a political quiz for New Zealand, and it's called iSideWith.com, and essentially they give you a whole lot of questions that are currently we are currently dealing with in New Zealand in our parliamentary system. And it gives you a whole range of answers that you can choose from, and a scale on how important that issue is to you. Because of that, you can help align yourself with political parties, because it gives you results that highlight what parties agree, disagree, and what is a best match for your beliefs. I found it really interesting. I thought it was great knowing, hey, these are parties that seem to hold the same values as me and agree with the same things I do. And that was a really helpful tool from someone who never really put too much thought into where my political alignment sat. Because of that, I really recommend iSideWith. And also just doing a little bit of research on party policy pages. So you can have a look if you look up any party. So, for example, if you looked up the Greens, you could look at their party policies and see what they're thinking on today's most current issues and what's really at the forefront for them for making change. You could do it with National, you could do it with ACT, Labour. Most parties will have a web page that discusses their policies. You know, talking about it is a little bit difficult, but there's a way to talk about it that isn't political in a way, if that makes sense. There's a way to discuss how you're discovering yourself as a voice in our parliamentary system without being rude or disrespectful to anyone else. And I really recommend listening to everyone else and what they believe and how it affects them and why they choose that, because learning how and why someone chooses a political party is a really great way to align yourself. In order to vote, obviously, you need a lot of information, and I recommend checking out the election page, the government election page. It gives you a whole lot of advice, and, for example, if you're under 18, it tells you when you can register and the fact that you'll still be registered by the time you come around to vote. It tells you which role you'll be on, how to select a role, whether you want to be on the Māori role, the general role, what the criteria are, how it works when you are a New Zealand citizen or a New Zealand resident. There's a lot of options out there, especially for New Zealanders, because we are in a democratic society. And, you know, even just looking at news sites, One News, RNZ, News Hub, it provides a lot of insight into what's going on in Parliament and where you think that those ideas fit. One thing I don't recommend is going through Twitter feeds, because it made me lose my mind. But yeah, just having a look online even is such a great way to open yourself up to what's going on in Parliament and how it affects us. Because as young people, we have issues that are more important to us than those of older generations. And I think it's time that young people started paying more attention to that, because it's going to be our future. And we're going to be living in it for so much longer, so why not make it something that we're all happy with? Of course, you know, my Facebook page is now live, Political TNZ, and it'll be talking about polls and what's going on in media and any articles that I find interesting or good information to back up what I've already said on the show. So I've talked a bit about the recession and cost of living crisis and how that came about in New Zealand. We've discussed polls and different the stats and the polls. We've also discussed the cabinet reshuffle, and for anything else, you know, just pop online. There's a lot out there, especially in New Zealand media. So that was Political Tea with Cameron Charles. And listen in next week. And next week I won't be late because I thought it was 3:30. So thanks so much for listening, and I will see you all next week.